Reinstate Mo. Stop trade union busting at Abellio. Reinstate Mo campaigners. Mo Musin Manny. Unite Walworth Garage rep, bus driver on the C10 London bus route and Socialist Party member, has been sacked by Abellio. This is another attack on the union after Battersea rep Judith Catterer was dismissed before Christmas. After the union and members fought back, Judith was reinstated in February. Mo himself was threatened with dismissal over a year ago on a trumped-up charge, but the company was forced back. We have to do the same to get Mo back in Walworth now. It's the same old story. Management attacks union reps to then cut bus workers' pay and terms and conditions. Some drivers are asking, are they going for Mo, because Abellio want to impose remote sign-on? Drivers in Metroline and North London are currently balloting for strike action over this. Last summer in Manchester, a Unite rep was targeted, and now drivers are on indefinite strike, because Go Ahead / Go Northwest wants to use fire and rehire to cut wages by £2,500. Mo is a committed union rep, and has a proud record of fighting for bus drivers in Abellio and across London. He was on the picket lines in the battle for the Olympic bonus in 2012, and for sector-wide negotiations in 2015. He has also supported every strike taken by bus drivers, including the action currently being taken by workers at RATP. Unite asked him to come to Walworth from Battersea, to help build the strength of the union in the garage. As a result, union membership grew from 25% to 75%. Targeted over the last 14 months in particular, it has been clear that Mo has been targeted by management. The first attempt to sack him early last year was in the middle of a London-wide Unite consultation ballot on safety. They then even threatened Mo about his union election leaflet. The election was stopped by Unite, after it was proved that a vote of no confidence petition against Mo was fraudulent last July, on the very day that Unite started an investigation into this petition, a new complaint went in against Mo. 10 days later, a further complaint was put in against Mo, and the same day a similar one went in against Judith that led to her sacking at that time, during some of the most difficult days of the COVID pandemic, when over 30 London bus drivers tragically died. Mo was leading the campaign to make buses safe by fighting for the front doors to be closed. Mo fights for every improvement for drivers, but believes that there should be one contract on the best pay and terms in London that stops the bosses playing off bus workers against each other. He demands that the London Labour Mayor refuses to pass on Tory Transport for London budget cuts, and that the 18 private bus companies be taken back into public ownership. Mo is appealing against his sacking, but he needs to be backed up, including by industrial action, to tell management, hands off Mo and our union. Campaign to reinstate sacked union activists come to, trade unionists under attack, solidarity meeting, 7 p.m. to Wednesday the 24th of March, online event, hosted by Southampton and Southwest Hampshire Trades Union Council and Southern and Southeast Shop Stewards Network. Speakers include, Gari Khani, RMT activist and sacked London Underground worker Mo Musin Manny, Unite activist and sacked London bus driver Declan Clune, RMT activist and sacked Southampton bus worker. Join Zoom meeting. Meeting ID 764-535-2620. Passcode, stuck 2020.